I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Testing the Audio Technica at 88, testing the Audio Technica.
Testing the audio, and I don't know the technical terms. Testing the audio, I don't know the technical terms.
Welcome back to the LA Startup Spotlight. This is Esprit Devora on the We Are LA Tech podcast. Always, always super hyped to connect the community. And today I'm here with Hassan. Hello.
Hey there. How's it going?
Pretty good. I'm excited to have you here. Tell me about your startup. Where are you based?
Well, I'm the founder of Infinity One, and we're a mobile development studio based out of Santa Monica, 6 blocks away from the ocean.
So do you actually get work done, or do you always go surfing?
Oh, I work on my surfboard.
And that is epic.
Beyonce would be proud.
So, okay, before we started rolling the tape, we were talking about how recently you came across a Medium post. And so I promised you that we would talk about that, and then we'll get into the tech stuff and how you became a startup founder and the LA tech community.
Yeah, yeah.
But you want to talk about my dating life.
Well, I want to talk about that Medium post that referenced your dating life, but now that you've offered to talk about it, why not?
So there's an amazing LA startup called Sensei. Hello, Sensei. I know you guys are listening. And Sensei, kind of think about like Google when you're searching for something, but say that you could just like message a million of your best friends who all have the same interests that you do on a text message and get feedback from them instead of from the strangers of Google, right? And so so I just messaged the Sensei. You can essentially get anything you need to know, or you could give people suggestions, of course. So I said, need a blind date in Santa Monica, and I received a blind date in Santa Monica.
I can't believe that.
No, it's
pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, so all via text message. I just choose Sensei, need, and then blind date in Santa Monica. And what happened was someone in the community was like, well, what kind of guy are you looking for? And I answered, and then I met him at this jazz place in Santa Monica, and we went on a blind date. It was fun.
So you don't like swiping left or right, do you?
No, I actually have no dating apps on my phone. We were discussing this.
That makes the two of us.
You don't have any.
No.
I used to have dating apps on my phone, but I have no dating apps on my phone now. Yeah. It was really nice, except that, you know, Sensei doesn't provide you people's phone numbers and stuff like that. And if your convo is done, you can't exchange anymore. So the second. And I didn't really want to give a stranger my phone number, I don't think. So I said, you just have to show up at this time and meet me there. And he showed up.
Really old school.
Yeah. See, I like old school.
It's perfect.
I miss old school, but yeah. So check out LA startup Sensei. I believe they're based in Venice. But now let's talk about your startup.
Okay.
Yeah. So when was it created? When were you founded?
I founded the startup back in 2012 in my dorm room at USC. It what? Was winter break, and I decided not to go home, and I was sitting in my dorm apartment, and I was like, I want to start a company, because I'd always wanted to start a company, and I never knew how. So
right.
I decided to start a company, filed incorporation papers, and started it, told everyone, oh, I have a company now, but didn't really know what it did. So it took about 6 months. And then we started doing technology work, and it morphed into what it is today.
Can you name for me some other really, really, really large tech companies that were founded in a USC dorm?
In a USC dorm?
Yeah, in a dorm room just like you.
Tinder?
I did not know that. Is that true?
I think so. I think Tinder was founded at USC.
I know one for a fact.
Which one?
Box.
Oh, that's right. Aaron Levy.
Yeah. So Aaron,
yes.
So Aaron's business partner is my first business partner, Sam Goads, and they were roommates at USC.
That's right.
And Aaron owned the domain name Box and did not know what to do with it. And Sam and I were building my sports company. And Sam's great. Sam, if you're listening, I'm so proud of you. And I think Aaron is amazing. But yeah, they went from dorm to Cuban to today.
Yeah. Well, Aaron, if you're listening, I'm proud of you.
But yeah, it's crazy, like, what can happen if you just get innovative in your dorm. And, you know, I think the lesson of the story is you don't have to know what will become of the company on day one. It's just all about executing and taking action.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, for me, I wanted to start a business, and my father is a computer science professor. So it's sort of a no-brainer that's the industry I had an edge in. And, man, it turned into what it is today.
And so you say it's hard for me to say infinite one.
It's Infinity One.
Infinity One. So I got to get Infinity One. And what does Infinity One do?
It's a mobile development company. We do a lot of hyper-focused mobile product development, either for startups who don't have the tech team and will come in and help them build their business, or we'll work for enterprises who have a product but don't really know how to go mobile. Mm-hmm. Or aren't good at it, and we'll come and help them do that.
And you're a trusted dev shop now. It's not like you're scrappy just starting out. Like, you've worked with really, really beautiful clients at this point.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gorgeous, I'd say. And tell us a little bit about, like, what differentiates your company versus another development shop out there?
Well, a lot of development shops in L.A. are either just everyone's based in L.A., or, you know, it's all outsourced. We're a hybrid of the two. We do all design work, all project management work in LA, but we have an overseas development team. But the development team is also some of the best, you know, engineers you can find overseas. They've worked for big name brands. I'm not going to take their names, but they've worked for some very large companies, and I'm privileged to be able to have them on our team.
And one of the things that, you know, again, we were discussing a little bit earlier is you're really big on efficiency and productivity and making sure you have really clear communication with everybody you work with.
Yeah. And we were just talking about using Trello and how to how to organize your day. And I was showing her how we organize our company using Trello.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. I love productivity. You guys know that I have a blog, Save Business Time. I'm always like searching for the next productivity tool. I'm such a nerd. So how have you felt that LA has supported your growth, and why not build your company elsewhere?
Well, I went to school in LA, so this was probably the only place I would have started in the first place. But LA, as a lot of people are saying, is New York 3 years ago. So for me to be a software development, to own a software development company in LA is probably, you know, the best place to be.
It's true. It's like being at it, part of something that is at the top of its movement to become a major player. I mean, really, we are a major player, but we're still like in the infancy of being a major player. So that we get to be a part of that growth and acceleration, I think puts people that are part of the community now at an advantage.
I agree. Yeah. And you know, the small players now get to play in a smaller ecosystem,
right,
and grow with the ecosystem and become the bigger players.
Right.
So it's the right time to start a startup in LA.
What are some LA startups or tech companies that you've discovered in the last few weeks or months that have really impressed you?
Wavecar.
Yeah.
The free ride sharing service.
You guys, if you guys don't know Wavecar, I think they work out of WeWork in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
You guys, epic. Literally a free rental car. Like, it's not a joke. They are a real company. And the way they're funded is they have advertisements on the car. But you could come into town and think like Zipcar or like GoToCar or something, except you don't have to pay for it. Like, it's crazy.
It's really cool. The concept's cool. The founders are really, really
so
driven.
So nice.
And they're very driven.
Yeah.
That's one of the cooler startups I've seen here.
That is a cool startup. We need to have them on LA Startup Spotlight for sure. They were cool. They were on one of the Snapchat.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, we did a little Snapchat with them. If you guys aren't following Snapchat, it's We Are LA Tech on Snapchat. I really am loving my snap.
She has some pretty cool snaps.
And so while people are listening, they'll probably want to cyberstalk you and cyberstalk your company and to kind of get to know more about what's going on as they're listening to this episode. Where can they find you online?
Yeah, you can go to our company's website, which is www.infinione.com. That's INFINIONE.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn. Yeah, that's about it.
Cool. What would be one ask you have of the community that can support you in what you're doing?
Keep doing what you do and work harder.
No.
And don't give up.
No, I mean an ask for your company.
Can you give me examples of what people have asked for?
It's anything that the community could do to support you.
Okay. I think it's a lovely sentiment. I just like never thought of it.
Because imagine if 3,000 people, if one of the 3,000 like delivered on that ask. That's pretty cool, right?
Do, 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 do. Is it weird not to have an ask?
It's not weird not to have an ask. It's totally okay. It means you're doing amazing. And I think you should be really proud of yourself because it's not easy to be in the startup world. And I think that's really cool. And I'm really, really grateful for all the time you spent teaching me how to be more productive in my business.
No, thank you for having me. This is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun every time you hang out with Esprit. And I say you because you guys are listening and that's, you know, that's fun. But hanging out with Esprit, you should be jealous.
Well, thank you very much. And if you guys want to get deeper connected into the LA Tech community, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. We have a great group of people in there, already 800 strong, chatting away. And I think you'd love and find a lot of value in it. Thanks so much for spending your time with the We Are LA Tech podcast. You know I adore you. You're an Experience Club member.
Thank you so much for having me. And guys, keep being awesome because that's what We Are LA Tech is about, right?
Oh my God. Can I give you a hug?
Well, I don't know. Let's ask everyone on air. Is it possible to give hugs over a mic?
Let's try to give a hug. Should we hug the box?
Oh, you know, funny thing. So when we're talking into this, it's like the mic is surrounded inside of a box and you're sort of speaking into a box. But I was telling Esprit, we're actually thinking outside of the box and then speaking into it. If that's ironic, I don't know. But it's funny for sure.
For sure. Let's give the box a hug.
All right. We're actually giving the box a hug.
We're giving the box a hug.
Maybe we should put this on Snapchat.
Yeah, it should be on Snapchat.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait. Let's get it. We're getting it on Snapchat right now. I'm opening up my Snapchat.
What a world to live
in. Yeah. Seriously. So meta. All right. Ready? We're giving the box a hug. You guys, catch the next snap. We Are LA Tech. Signing out.
Signing out. Bye-bye. This is Hassan Sarwar, the founder of Infinity One, and you are listening to We Are LA Tech.
Dude, amazing. Amazing. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.
This is so much fun.
I'm glad you liked it.
Can we just do a comedy podcast together?
We can do a comedy podcast together.
Just not talking about
the
tech.
Box. What's hugging it? The box.
Thinking outside the box, but hugging the box.
I like that snap.